Hi, my name is Kiana Sosa, and I am a job advisor at Upperly Global in New York City. I have the pleasure of being here with Anuj and Deepika on their podcast At the End of the Day, and we are here to talk about networking skills and some tips and tricks to help you with networking in the United States.
Kiana, we are so glad to have you in our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
What is networking?
So networking is basically the process of exchanging information with people and creating professional contacts. Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
Right. Mm.
You made it sound so simple.
Yeah, it sounds so simple, but how do we make it simple in real life?
Yeah. So, I mean, networking can happen in a number of different spaces. It can happen online in mm-hmm. places like LinkedIn. It mm-hmm. could happen at a coffee shop right. waiting in line. It could happen at an official networking event. It right. can happen on the subway. It's really just about how you go about speaking with people that will determine if it is a network opportunity or not.
Right. Akina, if I am attending one of the events which I'm really interested in and I don't know anybody, right? Mm-hmm. Now, how do I introduce myself to a complete stranger and what do I tell him or her?
Yeah. So networking can be so nerve-wracking, especially when you don't know anybody in the room.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of courage and takes preparation. That's the key part.
Preparation.
Yes, absolutely. So preparing a marketing pitch, a 30-second a speech about yourself that's going to really engage the person that you're speaking with and kind of summarizes what you have to offer. Mm-hmm. But starting that conversation is often the hardest part.
Right.
And there's a number of ways that you could start a conversation. It could be something as simple somebody's wearing, right? Okay. Something maybe about their shoes or their watch, mm-hmm. Or even what they might be holding in their hand. If they're holding a drink, you might say, oh, you know, I love, you know, whatever drink they're holding in your hand. And that mm-hmm. could be the basis of starting a conversation.
Yeah.
One of the things that I tend to do is just, I ask questions to the other person first. Oh, mm-hmm. Tell me about what you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. What brings you to this event? Are you from New York City? Mm-hmm. These kinds of questions are easy ways to start a conversation and get the other person talking before you jump in. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way just to kind of ease your nerves a little bit. Hear the other person talk first and then find the opportunity to jump in yourself.
Mm-hmm. What if that other person doesn't like talk to you much? Like if mm-hmm. you ask that person, oh, you've got nice shoes, and he just says, or she says, thank you, and that's it. What happens?
It might happen, right? Right.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Absolutely. That can definitely happen.
Should I talk about socks now? You know?
You very well could. It's about just jumping off of that. You might follow up with saying, where did you get those? You know, I'm actually looking for a great pair of shoes that I can wear to networking events like this. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you just follow up with questions. Get that person to really talk about themselves. Mm-hmm. If it's not shoes, then, you know, you use cues such as body language. Mm-hmm. To determine whether you should bother continue a conversation with somebody right. or move on to somebody else, right? As we might encounter times where people don't want to talk to us,
right?
Mm-hmm. And we have to know those social cues and be ready just to end it there and move on to the next person, right?
When do you realize that I should be ending this conversation?
I guess it depends in the space that you are in. Mm-hmm. Online, it's a lot easier.
Right.
But say you're at a coffee shop, you're probably going to have 30 seconds to a minute mm-hmm. before this person takes their coffee and leaves, right? So you want to try and get their attention within that short span of time. Mm-hmm. So you could end the conversation by saying, do you have a business card? I would love to follow up with you at a later time. I know you're running out for coffee right now or something mm-hmm. like that.
Right.
And like I said, social cues are really important. Somebody might just kind of stop talking, mm-hmm. right? They may not ask you another question.
Right.
And that's your opportunity to say, well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I'll leave you to it and I'll talk to you at another time, mm-hmm. right? People will appreciate that you've taken that social cue
right.
to end the conversation.
Is it always a good idea to carry a business card with you?
Business cards is always great. I always try to keep my business cards on me because, like I said, networking can happen anywhere. You could be on the subway and meet somebody that could be a great professional contact for you. Mm-hmm. But how are you going to follow up with them? You know, if you do meet somebody on the subway, and in between stops, you have maybe a minute, right?
Right.
And business cards can be relatively simple, just your name, your phone number, your email, and something that summarizes who you are. If you're a mm-hmm. software engineer, you might write software engineer. Or I would write job advisor, something that kind of, you know, like I said, summarizes what you do, what you're about. And even if you don't have a business card, just always making sure that there is a method for follow-up, right? If it's that person's name, you might try and find them on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Other spaces like Facebook or Instagram are probably not the best way to
right.
do that.
Right.
But LinkedIn is such a great tool. You could search people by their names and many profiles will pop up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's, like I said, there's different ways that you can go about it.
Mm-hmm.
How does one prepare for a networking event mm-hmm. that he or she is going to attend tonight?
Right. So there's a number of things that you should do to prepare for a networking event. One, as I mentioned before, is your marketing pitch, something that is general enough that you can say to anybody
yeah.
That says what you're passionate about, what you do, mm-hmm. what you have to offer, and where you currently are in your career.
Right.
The way you dress is also an important factor mm-hmm. when you're preparing for a networking event, because that's the first thing people are going to notice,
right?
Right? They're going to, before they even speak to you, most of the time people make a decision about you within the first 3 seconds of seeing you,
right?
Right? So the way that you dress is very crucial to beginning a networking kind of conversation or event. And one thing that people often overlook is shoes.
Okay.
So my grandfather was in the army, and he instilled in me this great pride in having very polished shoes. He mm-hmm. said, you could tell a lot about a person by how well kept their shoes are.
Right.
And this is very important at a networking event. If you are wearing a three-piece suit mm-hmm. and then you have sneakers on, that can ruin the whole outfit.
Right.
Like I said, people will make a snap decision about you
mm-hmm.
based off of what you're wearing. So always make sure that you are dressed appropriately for the event. Some networking events are more casual,
right?
If you go to a casual networking event in a three-piece suit,
mm-hmm.
you might stand out in a way that's not, maybe not beneficial to
right,
you.
Right, right.
And it goes for the other way too. If you are going to a very business formal
mm-hmm.
networking event and you show up in t-shirt
right.
and sneakers,
right.
you're going to stand out in a way that is not beneficial for you, right?
Sure.
So it's about figuring out what's going to be the most appropriate attire for the kind of networking event you are preparing for.
Mm-hmm.
Business cards as well, if you have any, or just being prepared to write down people's names. Something that you can do is have a notebook, a sticky note or something, and
mm-hmm.
just quickly jot down information about the person you just met,
right?
And right? Anything that will help you remember who they are and the method of contact to follow up with them.
Mm-hmm.
So active listening is very important
mm-hmm.
in a networking event. Remembering something that they said that you can use later on to follow up with them,
right?
So it could be something as simple as, I love the tie that you wore at the networking event on
mm-hmm.
Friday. You told me that, you know, you got it at Macy's. Now I'm going to have to go and try and find that same tie because
mm-hmm.
I love it so much. Anything that will help them to remember you and just get the conversation going.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's switch gears. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about mistakes. What are the common mistakes that people tend to do in networking events, and how should they avoid it?
So one of the mistakes that I often see is people will say, I'm looking for a job. It's okay if you're going to a networking event because you want a job.
Yeah.
That's a lot of the times that's what we're doing, right?
Right.
But there's a way that you can go about it and a way to phrase it, right?
Can you give me one example?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So instead of saying I'm looking for a job, you might say something like, and now I'm at a point in my career where I'm open to more opportunities,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm looking to transition into blank,
mm-hmm.
right? So it never has to be blatant that you might be out of a job.
Right.
Or that you've been out of a job for years. It's about framing it to present your best professional self.
Right.
Right. So that's one of the common mistakes I see. Also, talking too much is another common mistake.
Right.
Networking is meant to be quick.
Right.
And it's meant to summarize what you can do for the other person and possibly what the other person can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Networking is a lot about give and take, right? It's not just take and not have anything to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you meet somebody who you feel you could really benefit from and you're not sure what to offer them in return,
mm-hmm.
it could be something as simple as a cup of coffee or taking them out to lunch,
right?
It could be you meet somebody who's in a career that you are really looking to get into.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask for an informational interview. That's a form of networking. And you could simply say, I would love to treat you to a cup of coffee
mm-hmm.
and talk to you more about how you got into your career, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a give and a take.
Right.
And Kiana, how do we do follow-up after networking events or after we meet somebody over the coffee?
Yes. So the other part of our networking is that we often will get a lot of business cards and we're not gonna follow up with every single person we meet, right? Because it may not be worth it. And that's just the reality. Every person we meet is not going to be a person that's gonna help us in our lives.
Right.
It might just be somebody you met. But the important part is following up with people who you think you are going that could possibly help you
mm-hmm.
and that you could help them back in some way. And like I said, it could be as simple as a cup of coffee.
Right.
And so taking a part of that conversation that you had with them that was memorable and using that in your follow-up. Usually I would send an email or even a LinkedIn message. If you're sending an email, the subject line is going to be most important
mm-hmm.
Because if they don't remember your name or if it they met so many people
right.
it might be hard to distinguish who you are. So the subject line should be very specific about when and how you met them
mm-hmm.
right? So it might say something like, great meeting you at the networking event on Thursday
mm-hmm.
November 14th
mm-hmm.
And that is going to immediately grab their attention,
okay.
right? And the sooner you can send a follow-up, the better.
Right.
And
so
it,
when do you mention soon? How soon is soon?
The following day. I would say within 24 hours is the best time to follow up.
Mm-hmm.
A minute later is probably too soon. but within 24 hours is
okay.
usually the best way to go about following up. Don't shy away if you forgot to do it after a day. Don't shy away from doing it 2-3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to matter is that subject line to get their attention immediately.
Yeah.
And the follow-up should be very short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Mention something that stuck out in the conversation you had with this person. It's kind of like stroking that person's ego. People like to feel good about themselves and
right.
like to know that they've left an impression on somebody else,
mm-hmm.
right? And people may not always remember what you said or how you said it.
Mm-hmm.
They will remember how you made them feel.
Right.
And so that's what you want to touch on in this email or however, whichever method you use to follow up. So it should be short and to the point. It's great meeting you at this networking event. I really appreciate when you talked about X, Y, and Z. I would love to, treat you to a cup of coffee and speak to you more about your experience in X, Y, Z. Hope to speak to you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Kian, right. Short and to the point.
Right. So now we have come to the end of the podcast. Is there anything else you want to add in terms of networking?
So networking is such a crucial part in getting what you want, getting what you need. And that could be for the job that you're looking to get. It could be for a passion project that you're trying to do, really anything. And the thing to remember is that it could be very nerve-wracking, as I mentioned. But take the risk, take the chance, because you never know what can come from it.
Mm-hmm.
That person that you're speaking with or trying to reach out to, they might not be able to help you, but maybe their brother can, or maybe
right.
their sister can,
mm-hmm.
or they know somebody else, right? We're always 6 degrees apart from somebody who can do something for us,
mm-hmm.
right? And don't be afraid to reach out to people who are not immediately in your space. Mm-hmm. If you are in New York and you want to move to LA, don't be afraid to reach out to somebody over there that you've never met before. Mm-hmm. Being as specific as possible in your reach out is going to help you as well, saying why you're reaching out to them in the first place. Mm-hmm. And what you're hoping to, you know, to get out of a potential relationship, a professional relationship with them. I've used networking to travel to places like South Africa with people I've never met before, but we shared a common interest. Yeah. I've used it to land internships at places that didn't even have internships in place. Yeah. And I've used it in my passion projects as well, speaking to people about what I'm most passionate about. People like to hear people mm-hmm. speak about their passions. Mm-hmm. It makes them feel good and it makes them want to help. So when you get people to talk about something that they are really passionate about, you're creating that avenue for a connection. And like I said before, people remember how you made them feel. Mm-hmm. And that's what's the most important part about networking.
If anybody wants to reach out to you and to Upwardy Global, what would be the best way to reach out to you?
You could reach out to me via email at Kiana, that's mm-hmm. K-I-A-N-A. At upwardlyglobal.org. Mm-hmm. I'm also on LinkedIn mm-hmm. as Kiana Sosa, last name S-O-S-A. And you will see in my title that I'm an employment services associate at Upwardly Global, so that'll be an easy way to identify me as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kiana. It was so wonderful and very inspiring talking to you today.
Thank you for having me.
And before we sign up, we will like to say a special thanks to the English Speaking Union, ARNIC, for providing us the space to record this conversation with Kiana today. For those new immigrants who are new to the US, especially if you're in New York, English Speaking Union, ARNIC, is a good place because they provide free English language classes and free professional development classes.
Yes, and if you want to listen and watch our previous episodes, make sure you log into podcast@theendoftheday.com or subscribe to us on YouTube, Spotify, all the podcast platform.
Yes, and on that note, it's time to say bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, guys. We have the 100th episode of our weekly podcast At the End of the Day coming soon.
So, we would like to invite you to our 100th episode.
We would like to acknowledge you and celebrate all the amazing guests we had in our podcast.
So, please send us your feedback.
Send us your feedback and wishes for us.
Text us, send us your audio feedback, video feedback, anything you want to say for our 100th episode.